The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like you're at home with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? We're back. We're back. We're back with another one. Yes, indeed. You're back for Cousin Ed's Corner. And we have, when my sister wins, we all win. And we have a queen that's revisiting Cousin Ed's Corner that has been here before, and she decided to come back and join us for another episode. Miss, I don't know what the queen, sister, Lisa James, how you doing? Welcome back to Cousin Ed's Corner.
Hey, Cousin Ed, thank you so much for having me back. It's an honor. It's a privilege. I'm excited. Thank you.
I'm excited to have you. I was waiting for this to happen. I told you the keys were there and the cabinet was open for you, but you made it back. Let me say that much.
Yeah, don't get started. Just go ahead.
I'm not going to cut up early. Well, no, I definitely appreciate you coming back. Just want to catch up and tell people about some things that you're doing and your services. And I say a big announcement that would surprise me. I say that it's big for me because, when you share yourself with people and it resonates with them and they take it in, it means a lot. So I'll give that out a little later as a little tease. But can you go ahead, for those who haven't heard your first episode, if you haven't heard first episode, please go back into the archives. I probably put it in the show notes also, so you can go back and find the first episode. Definitely go back and listen to the first episode. But for those who are not going to go back, go ahead and tell them who you are. Tell them how you got to the point you're at right now. And we are fast forward into what you're doing today. So just tell them who you are and how you got to the point you're at now.
Yeah, so I am the owner and operator of Focus Haven LLC. Basically, I do business management consulting. So the array of project management, I'm adding in data governance now, and also just business management services. So that is for entrepreneurs, small businesses, anybody that is at the point of inception to they've been operating their business for a while. I work in IT primarily, but I started out as an EA or an executive assistant, and I have my MBA. So I know, how things work at the enterprise level. And I'm very big on research. So what I don't know, I know somebody that knows it, or I'm willing to find out. So that's my special sauce. But I'm also an author. I've published 2 books, and I'm working on my third. I'm a woman of faith. That's first. And I'm a mother, a grandmother, and I'm trying to dabble in philanthropy, and just down to earth sister. That's me.
I definitely have been following you and see all the things that you're doing.
and definitely appreciate what you're doing for the community. I'm in IT also, and there are a lot of African-American women, and I'm always astounded by just the knowledge that y'all have and the expertise that y'all have. And it shouldn't be an exception. It's like a honor to have y'all with me, ahead of me, next to me in the IT field, you know. So I'm always happy to have another person that is, I would say, smarter than me that I can talk to about some of the technical things. So I saw a couple times, I'll say a couple months ago, when I definitely wanted to get you back, that you were starting your studies again into IT and trying to get some more certificates and accreditations. Can you speak about that process, about going back through and always keeping your knife sharp and your tools clean?
Yeah. And, you know, I want to say there's levels to IT, you know, just like everything else. It doesn't mean that you're smarter, because, you know, you've had to help me with my microphone. I'm actually studying ITEL, which is basically the skill of developing and delivering, implementing services in the IT field. So I just recently got certified with that. And it's like a framework from, you know, it's the art of developing and delivering a service. So that's part of what I'm offering my clients, just teaching them how to outline their ideas, how to look at every avenue as it relates to their suppliers, you know, simplifying the way that they deliver their service, making it more agile. And just some of the principles that need to be at the top. Because sometimes, you know, we come out and we're the artists, and we don't realize that if you don't get on the level of the people that you're trying to serve, it doesn't matter how great you are. You know, you have to be willing mm-hmm. to shift and pivot and turn. So, that's where I'm at. I'm also very big on policies and procedures. So, you know, if you have something that you do well, you need to have a way to deliver it when you're doing something for yourself as an entrepreneur, a small business. And a lot of times people don't like to see me coming, because they're like, you don't know nothing about what I do. And here you go trying to create a process or a procedure. But it's needed, right? It's you know, there's sometimes we have a way. We have a way that we go to the grocery store. And, you know, sometimes, you know, if you don't do what you typically do, you'll miss something or you'll forget something. So there's a way to do everything. And that's my jam, you know?
Well, one thing I wanted to say about that, and I had a recent episode with someone, I was talking about the benefits of working in corporate America and having the toolage that they, you know, they provide you, is something that I would say a large amount of our community doesn't have the opportunity to gain. So on that conversation, I'm talking about Franklin Covey and processes and those kind of things. And everything you're speaking about, you know, we didn't learn it in school, right? Even though you may have took an operation management class, you didn't learn about this in school, and now you're able to provide these services due to someone else, you know, having you go to school for it, or you wanting to also increase your skills in that sector. So definitely hats off to you. Like you said, I can't even spell it. ITEL, I know what it is, but I joke around. Like, look, yeah. I joke around with AWS. I don't even spell AWS right, but nevertheless. For all of y'all who are not techies, we're having some techie talk right now, so excuse us. But I enjoy all of it, so keep doing what you're doing. But one thing I want to press to everyone else, what she said, even though we're talking at one level, this, think about, like she said, about going to the grocery store, the small things that you can do for your clients now that maybe tune just a little bit, that can increase your profitability, increase your efficiency. This 1%, 2%, 5%, 10% is something that she's talking about. Just think about increasing your profitability exponentially by using her services. So in saying that, can you tell us some success stories that you have achieved in your maybe personal career corporate career or by clients?
Yeah, I just recently created a financial planning process for a software application for a multi-billion dollar company. And I know they're not paying me what I'm worth, but they absolutely had a need. They're a private company and they're trying to go public, and they're trying to teach their project managers how to run their multi-million dollar projects through this software. Somebody had to develop a process for doing that. So they put the cart before the horse. They brought this application, and then they're like, okay, you know, can you come in and become the guru for it? Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go back and just say, Black women, that's what we do. We show up and we figure stuff out, and we will sign on the dotted line before we know. And, you know, and I pride myself on being resourceful in that way. I had never worked on this application before, but, I use my project management skills, and I use the knowledge of what the stakeholders needed. And we're cooking with grease now. They're in there. They're running their projects through it. We have a process. We have risk guardrails set up. And right now, I'm still creating SOPs, or basically more procedures to help bring the rest of the business in, because right now it was just the IT and project managers, but now they're expanding to the rest of the enterprise. So that was a great achievement for me. That was something I didn't know I could do.
I got goosebumps because you said SOPs. For those who don't know, it's standard operating procedures.
There you go.
So I say all that because, like I said, I would beg to differ. This crowd, this audience may know some of this because of the audience that I believe that Cousin Ed's Corner has, but I would believe 95% of our community, I'll say even probably 99% of our community may not know what an SOP is, right?
You would be right.
And like I said, I joke around and I say these things, and I say that I don't know how to spell SOP because of that, because most people wouldn't know what it means. So I'm like I said, I'm geeking out right now. Hopefully, and I'm gonna stay right here for 1 second, and I'm gonna move into more personal life things that's going on with you. But stay right here right now. I want to make sure we highlight your services in this field. Can you please once again let everyone know about Focus Haven and what you provide in this field?
Sure. So Focus Haven is, and you're a great listener. That's why I'll be back. You highlighted something that's very significant and near and dear to my heart. One of the reasons why I started Focus Haven is because I was like, you know what? In order for me to focus, I need to feel safe. So I want to create a refuge for people to come be creative, trust me, and know that I'm going to come back with the game. Like, whatever I'm learning in corporate America, I'm going to come back and give it to you for a fraction of the cost. And you'll trust me. And I'll keep the lights on after hours. And you know, I'm relatable. So I can understand where you're coming from. So that's a big part of what I provide. I have taken all the things that all the degrees I'm still paying on, and all the time and effort that I have invested throughout the years. I've been in school all my life, and I provide it to people that don't really understand what an SOP is. And so it's, I'm grooming it. I'm trying to get in there to a place that doesn't exist and tell people, hey, I know this doesn't make sense to you, but just like you need to do things in order when you go to the grocery store, let me show you how to enhance your services, or how to create a one-of-a-kind experience for your people by doing it like this every single time. You don't have to be there all the time. You can step away and have a life balance and use the same process and procedure with someone that you've trained up. So I do that, like I said, with business management. And business management is a broad statement, right? Mm-hmm. So anything that you can think of that falls under the guise of an MBA, I understand it. And I'm going to tell you, I do a lot of benchmarking. So what I don't know, I go out there and I see what has worked. And I use lessons learned, as we do in project management. That basically means what's worked. And I come back and I do analysis and I use a lot of tools and techniques. So I combine the things that I've learned in the past to create a one-of-a-kind customized experience for each client. So business management services, data governance, which means how are we taking the data that you use to build relationships with your clients and making it work for you? Because a lot of people don't understand, if you're not keeping it secure and if you're not keeping it clean, it's no good to you. And then I'm also doing project management. So project management is basically saying you shouldn't be working on one unique endeavor for 5 years. Like, let's set a schedule and a budget and let's move it forward and get it off your plate. And now I'm tapping into Agile and Kanban boards, which is a whole nother topic. But in short, I'm teaching you how to take a very flexible approach, fail fast and succeed, you know, more efficiently. So I'm growing, and yeah, that's the gist of it.
Listen, like I said, my corporate days, I'm still corporate, but my days of that side, I was MSOC certified. I started my Agile and all that stuff. Well, man, listen, that's why all this gray came.
I believe you. I believe you. It's not easy to bring it back.
Yes, indeed. Okay, let's move into to you. And like you said, having a work-life balance, that is the corporate side. But you're also doing some things, like you said, with your books, and you have your own company. Can you tell us about how you have a work-life balance for yourself?
So it involves a lot of prayer. You know, I say I'm a woman of faith, so I'm seeking the kingdom first. That's what I'm doing. And when I do that, all other things are added into me. So I find that even though I, you know, got to make a living, the things that uniquely agitate me and wake me up and lay me down are writing and implementing God's word into that writing. So I consider it to be my ministry, and also looking for a way to serve people in ways that they are not previously being served, creating outlets for them to talk about God, share their views and perspectives. So I'm all over the place with my creativity. On most days, I'll be honest, it's a lot. But one goal that I have is to write 7 books before I turn 50. So right now I'm working on book 3.
Yeah. You got many years left. You got like 20 years left, right?
I'll take it. So right now I'm working on book 3. And I'll be done this year, God willing. And I have some other stuff that I don't really want to talk about. I'd rather be about it. But it also is something that I feel like I need, and I don't know where it's at. So I need to create it. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know you. One thing I did see recently also, you had a birthday. So congratulations. Like I said, you just turned 30. you had a chance to get away.
I did. I visited Jamaica.
Can you tell us about just, you don't have to tell where you went. I mean, it's on a public thing, but the importance behind taking time for yourself and getting away. I say that much.
Oh my goodness. You got to have something to look forward to. I mean, when you're going hard, especially I'm talking to my entrepreneurs and my small business owners, you wear 7-8 hats all day long. And a lot of times you don't have an outlet. So you need to create that for yourself. You need to have something to look forward to. You need to have something to aspire for. And you need to have somewhere where you can step away and not be any of those things that you have to show up for every day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I plan this excursion. I have another one planned in a few months. And I just... I worked towards it. You know, when I felt like I was overwhelmed, I'd pull up the location on my computer screen and look at it like, okay, all inclusive.
There you go. That wristband means everything.
Yeah. And then when I got there, I did all kind of ridiculous stuff that made my heart race. I rode horses in the ocean, and I rode an ATV for the first time, which was amazing. And then I swung on a swing inside the ocean as well. There was one other thing I did that was kind of, I did a water sport where this Jamaican guy took me out to the middle of the ocean. I'm just hanging on by like a little, just the praise of the hopes and prayers of God. It was just very memorable and gratifying. You know what I mean? And I have worked hard all of my life, and my kids are in a good place. And I just would encourage anybody, do not wait. Because that was one thing that was on my mind when I got there, when I sat down, when I woke up in the morning. I'm like, why did you wait? Why did you keep telling yourself no? So that was a big deal. It was a big deal for me. It was a milestone also to say, do this a lot, like lick the bowl, because life is short. You know what I mean?
Amen. Amen. Yeah. You just spoke about your kids. You said you are a grandmother. I don't know where that happened, but it happens. But congratulations on that. So, this is the teaser that I gave earlier. You hit me up and you sent me a post last week or this week, and I was honored by the post. So people who don't know me, right? Don't know Cousin Ed. I was against social media for so many years. I was never on social media. I didn't like social media because I thought it was all world star, right? And no, I'm serious. You wouldn't find me on social media. And as of doing Cousin Ed's Corner, the queen who helped me, told me to go ahead and do this. She said, you got to do social media. You got to do all this, right? So I went ahead and started slowly. And my algorithm was 99% positive things. And the things I share with people, I listen to what they say and what's going on in their life, and I share those things with them. So vegans, I share vegan stuff. People who have kids, I share, you know, things about that. Sports, I send things about that. So I try to share things that reflect their life. And I know you had your daughter, is both of them twins, right?
Correct.
Yeah, twins that should be around college age, going to college. And I shared some college scholarship stuff with you. Can you mind telling about that and what came of it?
Yeah, first of all, let me say thank you, because you were part of my village. I think that you don't give yourself credit where you're that's your ministry. Like, you're really in a community in that way when you're doing that. When you have people in your life like yourself that just send you stuff like, hey, ain't your kids going to college? Or don't you like this? You know, these things that enhance and improve our lives. That's important. That's what I was just talking about. People that are helping you to be a better version of yourself. So anyway, you just sent me a message and said, here's a scholarship. And I was like, oh, we on it. And here's the thing. This is the first one of its kind that me and my daughter did. And I remember we was running errands, and I told her she had no interest in doing this. And I said, let's just go to Starbucks. And that's how I got her. I said, let's just go to Starbucks and let's just sit down and we'll write it and we'll move on with life. And she's like, okay. So we sat down and I just told her, I said, what do you know, the name of the scholarship was, you know, what would college life do for you?
Mm-hmm.
And so we just talked through it. We wrote up some notes. And I told her, we're going to submit this. We're not going to sit on this. And I said, and you know, it's happening around a time where I'm going to be out of town. I don't know, but let's just do it. Mm-hmm. So we did it. And then we moved on. And then sure enough, she sent me a message last week. And she was like, Mom, look at this. And I looked at it and I was like, okay, I'm busy. I just be moving, right? But then on Saturday morning, I got up and I looked at it again. And I was like, congratulations. And I read through it and I was like, oh my God, you won a scholarship, you know?
That's a blessing.
So yeah, so I'm around the house just like, I'm on an all-time high. I go in her room and she's asleep. and I'm jumping all over her bed, and I'm, you know, Maddie, wake up, you know? And she's like, yeah, Mom, I sent that to you. I'm like, okay. So then I look at it, and it's like, you need to be here today or you miss out. You know, you have to be at the expo in order to receive the scholarship. And I'm like, okay, God, this is one of them things, you know, where it's like, we got to trust you. Cause she's like, I said, Maddie, we got to go. She's like, Mom, I got to be to work. And I'm like, okay, but you got to be at this scholarship, you know, like this is your future. And she's like, Mom, I'll get fired if I call out. So I can't, you know, I done taught her, get your bag. I can't, you know, go against the grain like that. But I told her, I said, listen, I'm going to get you there and I'm going to get you to work on time. So it was an hour and a half away. We got dressed. We got in the car. And this is where I owe you such a big thank you, because it's about exposure, right? Like, I've been talking to these babies about scholarships. I've been telling them, there's two of y'all. I can't afford to, like, help a sister out. Get good grades. Help me write these scholarships. Like, we got to do what we got to do. And they're like, okay, Mom. But to see her walk in the room with all these black kids, with the excitement, with the Divine Nine, with V103. I mean, she came alive. And then there was a girl there that was like a scholarship guru. She had won over 100 and something grand in scholarships. You should have seen her. They was like, okay, we're going to do a breakout room. And this young lady here has this amount of scholarships. And she's like, I'm going with her, Mom. I'm like, Maddie, hold on. They're about to award you. She's like, Mom, I got to be over here. It was incredible. It was my son. We was just walking around. It was so much energy in that room. That now she understands. Now she's an advocate. Now she wants to go after that money. And not just for, you know, to do good, but she sees the value in it. Even some guy walked up to her, some young guy, he was like, congratulations, you know? He was like, you got a scholarship? This is how it benefited me. You can get a car, you can this and that. He made it, you know, hype for her. So it was the exposure. And it really just was such a blessing. And then every minute counted. When we got there, I told the lady, I said, listen, I got to be out of here by 3:30. What can we do? She's like, well, we're not starting till 2. And so, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm tapping my foot. Like, I got to get her back there. Can we get this started? They was dancing and all kind of stuff. But God made it happen. Like, we got back here she was supposed to be at work at 5 o'clock. I told her, call ahead. Tell them you had an emergency. You'll be there at 5:30. She was there at 5:20.
Okay.
And everything worked out. She got her scholarship. She had the whole experience. I was just so pleased. I just felt like, man, this is God. This is life, you know? So,
this story. No, you're welcome. This story right here means so much to me, means so much to Cousin Ed's Corner. Let's me personally know what I'm doing is touching lives, but also other people hear this story and know we can help each other. It's not about, as they say, gatekeeping, but just, you know, I don't know who will reply to anything I send. I just send it because I get it and I know it may help somebody. So whenever you get a chance, I'm not saying this to everybody out there. Whenever you get a chance to help someone, pass the information on and let them make a decision on what they're going to use it or not. But you don't know. Sometimes it may feel like it's too much information or I'm nagging the person, but all I'm doing is just putting it out in the atmosphere and letting it work. So continue to do that. That's just a PSA. But I thank you for sharing that with me, sharing the experience with me. You tagged me in the post and I didn't know what it was, but once I read it, I was smiling ear to ear. So I definitely appreciate you tagging me. And tell her there's much more to come. So much more to come.
We've already gotten another one from you. So keep them coming. We're going to be on it. Yeah. Thank you.
I definitely will. I'm working on bringing somebody on the show that talks about this. So look forward to that. Speaking of kids again, I know that you have some other obligations that you have coming up working with young black males. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so tomorrow I'm going to Atlanta's Prime Cigar Bar. I have a project management former classmate where they're doing an event called Suits skirts and sneakers. And basically it's a benefit to get proceeds together for young Black males between the age of 14 and 18. And it helps them with their tuxedos and their prom expenses. So I'm like, as a single mom, I'm like, yeah, let's get it. And youth development, that's something else I'll be talking about soon, as far as IEPs and working as a local community advocate for educational services. So I'm excited to be a part of that. I'm going to make that part of a charity offering and just show up and support, because I mean, I love it. I love to see especially Black men showing up for young Black men. I think that that's a part, a segment of our community that people don't think exists. They mm-hmm. want to talk bad about it, but it's one of the most powerful parts of our community that builds on, you know, our legacy. So
I got chill bumps thinking about it. I've coached for upteen years, and to see the kids prosper and move into being young men is a big accomplishment. So definitely anyone out there that wants to help you in that realm, I'm going to ask you for your contact information or how can they find you. I'm going to wrap the show right here, but I wanted to make sure that I had you back on. And like I said before, you're always welcome to come back to Cousin Ed's Corner. I love the conversation and want to hear more about things that's going on, especially with you and your daughter and your son. So tell the people how they can find you, how can they support you from your business all the way to your charitable contributions.
So I'm making sure that I put updates on myfocushaven.com. I have pages and a presence on all the major social media platforms. You can reach me on my business line, which is 678-751-0162.
Almost somebody told me to slow it down. Say it one more time.
Okay. 678-751-0162. I'm, you know, very flexible, but you know, with respectful measures there. So I try to keep the lights on to at least 7-8 o'clock at night. Also, you know, you can set up a discovery, just if you have any questions or concerns about, something that you're developing. So you can do that on my website as well. So.
I'll ask you one question on your website. I'm looking at right now. It says author, so they can find your previous books there also.
Yep. There's links there where they can just click purchase my copy. You can go to my author page and see what's up and coming. So, yep, there's an avenue there, and there's updates on events that I'll be doing. So thank you for bringing that up.
Nah, no problem. Thank you. So the reason why I had to slow you down on that, because I always say you can contact 762-333-2032, and somebody said, "Daggett boy, if you don't slow down." So so if you want to reach out to Cousin Ed's Corner, definitely 762-333-2032. Leave her a voicemail. I like to forward the voicemails to her and also play them back on another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. You can find Cousin Ed's Corner at any social media platform under Cousin Ed's Corner. And lastly, if you need to email me or the company, info@cousinedscorner.com. And I love to work with you in any kind of way, especially with any kids or community, or any way that Cousin Ed can support anyone out here. So my sister, Queen, thank you very much. Like I said, you're welcome back anytime. Don't forget, the cups on the counter and the brown is above and the light is below.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure. Appreciate what you do for the community and just overall.
Nah, I appreciate you. Everybody else, I love y'all. Peace.
Hey, y'all. This is Lisa James of Focus Haven LLC. You can learn more about me and my consulting services at myfocushaven.com. And when I'm not listening to my Apple playlist, I'm listening to Cousin Ed's Corner.
Hey, y'all. Aisha here, founder and CEO of the Sisters in Business Expo, the country's only multi-city small business expo and community created to celebrate and educate entrepreneurial women of color. Be sure to tune in to the next episode of Cousin Ed's Corner And remember, when my sister wins, we all win.
This episode of Cousin Ed's Corner was brought to you by The Sister Shop. Please be sure to visit them at thesistershop.com. That's thesistershop.com. thesistershop.com. Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed's Corner.